Here we are, folks. The most insanely efficacious, sensorial, luxurious cleansing balm in the world has landed. I don't need to tell you what it takes to put my name to a cleansing balm, and this one had one mother of a brief. The Skin Rocks Cleansing Balm is the best balm ever created, and one I would choose every single time over anything I've ever used. 5 roller coaster years of fearless ambition, sky high expectation, tears, triumphs, and F-bombs. No pressure then, but what a result. Undoubtedly my most anticipated product, this was by far the hardest to make. The texture and crunch that took 4 years to perfect, its ability to decimate literally everything on your face, the R in a jar scent, the paperweight heavy hot pink glass, I mean literally everything I adore in a cleanser has been distilled into one glorious jar and it is absolutely spectacular. Transforming from a solid balm to a rich replenishing oil, this barrier nourishing balm is formulated with the same innovative lipid advanced complex as the support oil to deliver supreme skin barrier support and help improve skin firmness, elasticity and hydration. There is simply nothing like it. It's £55, it's ready and waiting, and there is no dupe. There are a few things in life that just keep on giving for $3.99 a month. A floppy fuel station sarnie, one small cup of bougie overpriced coffee? I don't think so. Or, for the same price, you could be getting a month's worth of skincare insights and know-how from yours truly. A wealth of fresh, expertly written articles on all things skincare and beauty. From our free-to-download version for essential educational content to our elevated premium experience, the Skin Rocks app will revolutionise how you shop and learn about skincare. Whether you're a novice building your first routine, an aficionado wanting deep scientific expertise, or someone looking for the inside scoop on beauty newness, it's all in one pocket-friendly place on the Skin Rocks app. With simple-to-use functions that let you filter for your personal profile, save your favourite content, and explore a vast product library with ease, it's no wonder it's called the Google of skincare. Unlock a world of incredible premium content for just $3.99 a month, $34.99 a year, or get a special discount via the podcast with code CHPOD to get £10 off your annual subscription. Welcome back to Glad We Had This Chat, and welcome to our listeners' questions episode of the podcast. I am joined this week by my pal, Ruth Crilly. Let's go. Okay. My usually extremely well-behaved daughter, she's 15 for context, recently made a new friend who I'm not so keen on. She's been sleeping over at her house most weekends, which I was okay with, until I found a fake ID in her bag last week. She admitted that she and her friend had been going to a local pub using these IDs. I have grounded her for the time being, but should I stop her from seeing this new friend altogether? She is definitely a bad influence. Please help. What would you do? And that's from Claire. I would say don't be green.
It's Claire.
How do we know that she's a bad influence?
I thought that was written by my mum from the past.
or the friend of Ava's friend's mum.
Yeah.
Frankly, Ava with her fake ID.
I mean, I had fake ID.
Who didn't have a fake? I didn't need one. I looked 21
fine.
When I was 15. I think you'll be fine.
Can I just say, I even listening to that, because my daughter's 9, she's going to be 10 in next June. It's ages, isn't it? It's completely irrelevant. That I find it terrifying. I find the idea, I would be exactly the same. I would be panicking now and thinking, oh my God, she's just going down the path of...
She's just being a teenager.
She's just being a teenager.
Do you remember when we found Ava's fake ID and she had called herself Madison Lee, like the rap song.
Brilliant.
Can you jump in my Madison Lee? So she called herself Madison Lee, said she was like 18 or whatever when she was 14 or 15.
Oh.
Jim and I sent her a picture of us holding the fake ID.
I remember you sent it to me.
Holding the fake ID. You know what she replied?
What?
Keep it, I've got 10. She did not care about our problems whatsoever. I would say if you know she's staying at the house, at least she goes home and stays in the friend's house. She's not out, like, if you know where she's sleeping.
Is the friend also 15?
I would assume so, it doesn't say.
It's not like 40.
But, how do you know your kid isn't
worrying.
The bad influence?
Yes, good point.
Get off your high horse, Claire. Jesus, it might be your kid.
Oh, no, the whole thing makes me feel uncomfortable because I'm trying to put myself in her shoes. How do you keep a sense of sort of rationality when you have a teenager thinking, okay, I've got to let them have their own life and make their own mistakes, but also I don't want them to end up, you know, lying in a gutter or whatever.
I mean, it always goes to that, doesn't it? Why does it always
eventually.
Go to that's what our parents used to say to us. I don't want to find you lying in a gutter.
Do you know how hard it is to fit in a gutter, by the way?
Fair.
Because once my friend lay next to a gutter and I had a look and it's just not human width.
This is really helpful for Claire, so I feel
Sorry.
Like we've done her justice here.
So, yeah.
I think we're doing well.
She'll be fine.
I would just say she's 15. You've got worse to come. I mean, I don't want to be negative, but if all she's doing is having a fake ID, she's 15. If you push back too far, she'll go even further away.
She could ring the pubs.
Yeah, this is a picture of my child. Don't let her in.
Yeah, nice.
Sneaky. I like your style. Okay. Hi, Caroline. I live in London and my husband has recently accepted a job in Manchester, meaning we are having to relocate with our two boys, aged 7 and 13. I'm really worried about how the kids will cope with the change. Do you have any tips on making this transition as smooth as possible for them? They are both devastated to be leaving their schools and scared at the thought of making new friends. From Erica in Streatham.
Oh, bless them.
You're like, you've got absolutely nothing useful to say.
You just go, be fun. Oh, bless I'm going to really do, distressed. I'm going to do. I feel really distressed by all of this. Right?
I'm going to do really fun ones afterwards, I promise. We've just got to get through the parents who are having a hard time.
So they've got to relocate.
They've got to relocate to Manchester. The kids are 7 and 13.
Why can't he commute on the train?
What, to Manchester from Streatham? Don't be silly. And no one can afford to run two houses. He can't go there and back every day.
Stay in a travel lodge.
That's not an option, okay? This is what we're being asked. Can you just answer the question?
I just think if he did Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night in a travel lodge, came back on a Thursday, right? It's fine. He's away three nights of the week. He's home four. Okay. What's the problem with that?
Erica, I don't think
isn't
that's
it the high-speed Pendolino? Do you remember the high-speed Pendolino train? Yeah.
To be fair, that is so quick that I once got really nauseous on it.
I know!
Yeah, but it would cost them a fortune.
A bullet train.
Let's assume they can't afford it. No, they're going to have to move.
Monday, travel lodge, back on a Thursday.
Let's assume they can't afford it.
All right.
And we just answer the question as asked.
Okay.
They have to move. Do you have any tips on making this transition as smooth as possible? Not really, because I've never been faced with that. We lived in London the entirety of the kids' school lives. So,
I mean, partly,
but they're 7 and 13.
I feel like it's
back.
Quite exciting. Mm.
Maybe
don't know.
You should pop round and talk to him then.
Yeah, I think I'm quite up for a new adventure. You know, like we moved a lot at one point.
Yeah.
And moving to Somerset did not faze me, moving from London to Somerset. It did Rich, but I think, oh, there's all these new opportunities
to have
different
life.
Yeah, but
you're an adult. These are kids in primary school and secondary school. It's very different.
I know, but what your attitude will kind of rub off on them, won't it?
Yeah.
You go in
fair
it
enough.
Going...
Now we're getting somewhere.
If you've got to do it, and there's no way out of it, and he can't do Pendolino plus Travel Lodge combo, then, you know, the way that you approach it as the adult is then going to determine how the kids deal with it, isn't it?
Well, I feel that was very sensible for you.
Thanks.
Well done. I'm just going to let that sit.
All right.
Well done.
It's the best thing I've said all day, isn't it?
Yeah, okay, really thanks. Was. Okay. Top skincare products or hacks from when you were modelling back in the day?
Oh, good question.
At least it's not related to how many children. Stop hitting the microphone.
Do it again.
Jesus Christ. Okay, top skincare products or hacks from when you were modelling back in the day? Anything you still do or anything you did then that...
It's a good question because...
Skincare.
Back in the day, French pharmacy brands was not a thing over here. You just couldn't get them.
You had to go to a French pharmacy.
Yeah, exactly. And so things like Ombrelisse, Bioderma, mm-hmm. micellar water, Chlorane, dry shampoo.
Chlorane dry shampoo.
These were all products that they used backstage that models had access to, and these amazing sort of French skincare routines. It wasn't really a thing over in the UK.
No.
You know, so we had access to that. And now it's really funny that these brands are now mainstream.
Yeah.
Dry shampoo is a mainstream thing, you know. Mm. So it was funny to have those things used then and now to see them filtered out into...
Yeah, no, they're just like mastige now.
Oh, my God.
Now.
Elizabeth Arden 8-hour cream. Mm. I swear to God, the smell of that, they used to use it on your lips, on your elbows, to put sheen on your skin, on your shins, on your eyelids. They'd mix it with eyeshadow to make a... Because you couldn't really get glossy...
Yeah, to make it like a
you know,
brow
the word,
product.
The makeup products that you can get now. So they used to makeup products. Mm. You know, there wasn't a whole load of different highlighters that you could go for.
Yeah.
So they would tap 8-hour cream along the cheekbones. Mm. You know, it's so funny when I think back now, in a way, how limited it was, but also...
They made it work.
How all the brilliant things then are still the brilliant things now.
Did you have access to anything that... Because I always think it's bullshit, right? When mainly makeup artists say, well, I made this backstage.
Mm.
When I was doing shows years ago, I had this backstage. And you know the kind of thing I mean. Was there anything actually that was used on you backstage that then became something for a brand or, you know, like a...
Well, something that wasn't on sale then.
Yeah.
Whereas
did anything actually make it?
Because
I think it's a bit of a fib. I think it's just marketing.
Yeah, I think that you know, a lot of makeup artists used to make, you know, blend up their own lipstick. Mm-hmm. I mean, they used to have those cubes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where they chop the lipsticks
in. They still have all those.
And they still mix it up and they do that. You know, and I've no doubt that they would then sort of save that mixture and, you know, people that say, oh, I got my shades from the ones that I used to mix myself backstage.
Well, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
Max Strobe cream, everyone used.
Oh, Max Strobe cream, everyone.
Do you know,
the precursor to things like Vive, Skin Nova and Skin Jew and, yeah.
I lied for about 3 years when I was modelling and said I was allergic to everything MAC because, how bad is this? I was so bored of everybody always using MAC because everybody used MAC. And I just wanted to see some different stuff that they would pull out of the makeup kits.
Quite ballsy.
Show me what else you've got. So now and again, I'd just go, oh, yeah, are you allergic to anything, MAC?
Just to keep it interesting.
I know. To be fair, though, the MAC face and body, I think it was around the time when I was starting, I was getting a few breakouts from stuff and irritation. And I thought to myself, what is the thing that is most used on me? And everybody used MAC face and body for absolutely everything.
Everything.
And so I think it started with that. I don't think it did break me out, but it was quite fun for a while.
Probably not taking it off properly back in the day.
Do you know what else used to happen? This is gross because I don't think this would happen now. They never, so they used to use a mascara, but it would have been used on everybody.
Oh yeah, they would never change brushes, all that sort of stuff.
I used to have styes and conjunctivitis just constantly.
Oh.
And so I started taking my own mascara.
That's a bit outrageous.
Yeah.
Well, we won't mention any makeup artist
and
names.
One makeup artist.
Okay, we will.
Did Q-tip, you know, when they licked it.
Yeah.
That used to happen quite a lot.
Yeah. Let's lift it.
Yeah, sorry.
Reel off the most famous photographers you've worked with.
David LaChapelle, Vincent Peters, Rankin.
Nick Knight.
Thank you.
Well done. Rich.
Yeah. Celebrity portrait photographer Rich Grassi, who's also done many, many portraits of me. Yeah, I worked with a load.
Because we joke, and like the episode that we've just recorded was pretty just manic. It was just us being our usual selves.
I'm quite worried about it already.
Don't worry about it.
You know, every time I do a podcast, I get the fear from
about I said?
8 minutes afterwards. Yeah. I end up sending an email saying, would you just mind cutting out the bit where I said,
yeah,
Caroline sucked loads of dicks.
I mean, I'm not being funny. It's probably something I would have cut out anyway, but okay.
Good, thank you.
Because I didn't.
I just thought I'd get that into the notes again the second time.
Especially for Max.
But I get the fear.
Who's going to edit this?
Oh, God, sorry, Max.
Yes, it's great. It's
love fine. You, Max.
I love you too, Max. I never did any of that.
She didn't. Not even on your dad.
But
we're never going to recover now. You know that, don't you? I've got the tear thing
coming.
This would
be a good time to take our hair down. Okay, great.
Wow, I've completely lost my thread of thought.
The thing is, the person who'll be the least concerned or bothered is Max.
I know.
He'd just be like, oh, whatever, so mum, I'm so embarrassing. My mate's an idiot, so she. Oh, God. Strap yourselves in, people. I'm going on tour for the first time ever, and I am so here for it, bringing our wild and wonderful Glad We Had This Chat podcast to a venue near you. Promising you an unforgettable night of unbridled honesty, unfiltered opinions, F-bombs and fearlessness, come join me and a stellar lineup of special guests as we talk all things skincare and beauty, along with frank discussions about life's adventures, challenges, highlights and joys, with exclusive on-stage skincare demos, entertaining Q&As and a healthy dose of unscripted hilarity. This is Caroline Hirons, me, live and apparently on steroids. It's happening. Get your tickets now at carolinehirons.com and secure your spot. I was about to say, because we were quite jokey, but you had a very serious career as a model for a long time.
Yeah.
All evidence to the contrary after the last 2 hours. And we didn't talk about it at all, really.
No.
So people could just buy the book and read about it instead.
They could. The book originally was going to be called The Model Handbook, and it was how to be a supermodel. But then when I was writing it, you know, with hindsight, I started thinking, oh, my God, the disasters. And also I never actually got to supermodel status. Mm.
But you did very well, like...
I did really well, yeah. But there's a massive difference. People throw around the word supermodel.
Yeah, if you were Googled... You are, I mean, there are some stunning shots of you that I would happily put on the wall, except it'd be weird because you're my mate.
Do you know, though, that the majority of work that I did was pre-internet or pre... Mm-hmm. I mean, do you remember when the internet was first around, how long it would have taken to upload a high-res image file? I mean, you just couldn't have done it. It would have taken a day, wouldn't it? So luckily, or maybe not luckily, I mean, a lot of the stuff is just in my shed, in magazines.
But the thing is, you don't even put... If I'm not being funny, if I had my picture taken by Nick Knight, Rankin, Dave Lushot, that would be all over the house. I'd have it in the bog. I'd be like, yeah, that was me, bitch. And you don't do any of that.
Well, my friend, Lauren, had a pub in Norwich. And she once... So when she first bought it, she papered all of the men's loos in photos. And I was in there about 10 or 11 times. So, you know, somebody did it. I don't know. There's a weird thing about having pictures of yourself, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
Well, give one to me then and I'll put you in my loo.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's do that. Okay,
clothed or...
Probably clothed. Okay, I don't want to get Jim too confused.
All right, not a bikini kind of...
No, Max, Dan, Ben, no, too much.
All right, okay, fine.
Something wholesome. Right. Maybe just from the sofa with the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
right,
great. Okay. My son has started having sleepovers at his grandparents once a week. They make a caveat that it's the in-laws, so not their parents. The last time he stayed, he told me he had McDonald's for dinner and got to stay up to 11. Wait, did Lily write this?
Hold on, did they go to yours?
Okay. The last time he stayed,
stop
he told
after
me
other people's kids.
I know. He told me he had McDonald's for dinner and got to stay up to 11. They know that I am very strict with him eating junk food and staying up past his bedtime, so I'm pretty upset that they have gone against my rules behind my back. How do I politely address this with my in-laws? I'm being set up here big time.
Yeah.
I don't want to come across snooty or pushy, but I don't want it happening again. Please help, Sophia. Do you want me to take this as the grandmother in the room, or do you want to do yours? Do yours, and then I'll
love a Mackie D's.
First of all, who doesn't love a Mackie D's?
Do you know, I met someone the other day that had never had one.
Liars.
Never
Liars.
Had one. How many Liars. Monopolies have you got for the Monopoly board?
Oh, I don't do the board. I just get the free food.
What, you don't do the app where you put in and you get a free, you get a free Monopoly
turn? I don't eat it that often. You're the McDonald's queen.
Kids, Happy Meals. So, I just think it's so, the delight that they get in it, yes. I wouldn't feed them exclusively on McDonald's, right? And I cook for them
and
whatever.
Just need to caveat that. You are a brilliant cook.
Thank you.
So the reason I don't even think about your kids going to McDonald's is because you are a brilliant cook and you cook fresh all the time.
Cook fresh, yeah. And I reckon that this lady, or man, I don't know if it's lady or man, probably also cooks for them. That's why she's upset about them going to McDonald's, but it's not going to kill them.
Okay, can I step in as a nan?
Yes.
Tough shit. If you don't want me to look after your kids, my house, my rules.
Yeah.
You have to trust that the grandparents, it is my fucking job to spoil those kids.
Yeah.
It is my job. However, doesn't mean they don't respect me. If I go, wait, I said no, they'll back off.
Yeah.
But you cannot stop a grandparent being the treat person. It is our job. It's in the Bible.
How old's the kid? What does it say again? So we just get all the facts
It doesn't
straight.
Say my son has started having sleepovers at his grandparents
I mean,
once a
18?
Week. First of all, you're getting a night off once a week, bitch. Be grateful. Jesus, I'd be like, feed him what you want. If you said to me, can you not give him McDonald's? I would send him home with a double espresso, a bag of Haribo and a puppy.
A puppy.
Sorry, but
I just
I
think
wouldn't.
We need to know the age.
Yeah,
of,
I mean,
of this child, not makes a difference. But you know, 11 o'clock. I
they
just
know I'm
be
very strict with him eating junk food and staying up past his bedtime. That's why they're doing it. It's my job. I'm the nan. They have to go nanny when Nova sees that I am picking her up. That child looks like she has won the lottery. She literally.
I love my granny.
Her head jumping up and down the door, going my nanny like this.
Yeah.
I could cry now thinking about it. Do not take that away from them. Jim and I had a couple of weeks run where we would take them to McDonald's for a Happy Meal on a Sunday. They get the break on the Sunday. We get a McDonald's breakfast. The best bit
love
being,
a McDonald's breakfast.
I mean, double sausage and egg McMuffin. Calm down.
No, too much meat. Meat to egg and cheese ratio is not good on a double. The single is perfectly formed.
Wow. Okay. How many hash browns are you having though?
One.
Model. No one has one hash brown in this happy.
Really?
Okay, maybe I'm just outing myself, but...
Well, it just comes as a meal. I hadn't ever thought of thinking outside the box, really.
We got the kids a Happy Meal because I said, and I was very open, I said, I'm going to kind of take them from McDonald's. I mean, they could just ask, to be fair.
Mm.
And Lily was like, yeah, of course. So took them to McDonald's 2 weeks in a row. I've got pictures. You've never seen them so happy. They've got nanny and granddad, are full attention. They're making a mess. The box
I mean, just
being,
everything about it is brilliant for a kid, isn't it?
The box is being trashed. The staff at McDonald's are waiting on them hand and foot. We'll bring your drinks over, don't worry.
Yeah.
And then they proceed to eat our sausage and egg McMuffins, even though they're supposed to be eating the kids' stuff. Ben said to me,
what
they really like the muffin
and
jam.
What drink do they have?
Oh, well, they're supposed to have water. I let them have the fruit shoot.
Oh, you fruit shoot. Fruit shoot's all right.
Yeah.
Fruit
shoot's but I feel like that's like bad.
Have you ever done the...
But when... And I'm very good. If Ben and Lil say... Like Ben will be quite... You know, Ben's like, he can be quite mum. If they give me the mum, then I don't. And okay. I don't fill them with sweets. But you cannot stop a nana buying a McDonald's.
Have you ever had to do the milkshake machines broken?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay, never good. Worked. The milk milkshake... The
I mean, it never works anyway,
no,
does
the milkshake
it,
machine has never worked for the kids, ever.
No.
Okay, well, I'm glad we agree that the nan gets what she wants. I'm going to send you to your nans. That used to be a threat when I was misbehaving.
Do you remember what you could watch by the time it got to 11 o'clock? The Word. Do you remember all the stuff that was on really late?
Mark Lamar on The like, Word. But I was old enough for The Word. I actually
Lola
watched Ferrar- it.
Was it Lola Ferrari? Do you remember? With the massive... No, Eurotrash. It was Eurotrash.
I didn't like Eurotrash.
No, I didn't like it either, but I just couldn't believe the stuff
tits.
That was on it.
Okay, great. This or that. Are you ready for quickfire? I feel like we need to have some kind of continuity.
Okay,
of,
okay.
I would like to caveat this, but it doesn't need an essay every fucking answer, okay?
So just one word?
Just reply. It's, yeah.
Okay,
torture.
Okay.
Okay. Selfridges or John Lewis?
John Lewis.
Really? Why?
You literally just said...
School uniform. You can get anything you want.
Is this quickfire again? you can get everything you want.
Yeah.
And it feels like a wholesome, they're wholesome, aren't they?
Wow, okay.
I just feel like you could be a Victorian in the snow, peeking through the window of John Lewis, looking at all the wooden horses and the boxes of woodbines.
Why did I ask? Okay. Okay. City break or country escape?
Country escape.
Obviously. Dogs or cats?
Oh, no. I'm going to go with cats, though.
Yeah, cats, always.
I just love a cat.
Sweet or savoury?
Sweet.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Got the worst sweet tooth.
Oh, no, I'm savoury.
It will probably be the death of me.
Type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
Heels or flats?
Flats.
So, which is a shame for the world, because I've seen your legs in heels and you can rock it.
But I'd say flat. I mean, I will crack the heels out now and again,
but
I can't, just my ankles just can't do it anymore.
No, we're too old. Night in or night out?
In.
Obviously night in. This will be interesting because I know the answer, but I want you to explain yourself.
Oh, God.
Coffee or tea?
Right, so neither, because I've never had one. I've never had a coffee and I've never had a tea. There we go. I never got round to it. My parents drank tea and I just thought, why would you have hot water with then milk mixed into it? Coffee is bitter. I just don't get it.
I don't like coffee, no. Coke in a glass bottle or a plastic bottle?
Don't be filth. Glass, but I mean can. Can is king, isn't it?
As long as you get to do the...
Tap, tap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was very impressive.
Thank you.
Well done.
ASMR.
Okay. Bold eye or bold lip?
Like bold.
Bold. Like us, thinking we can put this podcast out and it'll be well received. Bold.
Bold eye. Bold eye.
Okay. Dewy or matte skin?
Dewy.
Dewy. Brow gel or brow pencil?
Gel. See how quick I was with that one.
Yeah,
am I
well
doing
done.
Well on these?
I mean, yeah, you know, no, you can't really fail at it, but...
Okay.
Cream cleanser or gel cleanser?
Cream.
I would also like to add cream or balm.
Balm.
Thank you. AM or PM routine?
PM.
Nice. Space NK or Sephora?
Space NK.
Makeup brush or makeup sponge?
Brush.
Always. Showing your age. Now, here's the big one. What's your favourite sandwich?
A favourite sandwich. Right, are we talking make it yourself at home or hotel? Because it makes a difference.
Okay, you can do both, but I also want to know everyone's McDonald's order because this is the shit people listen to.
Right, McDonald's order has been the same. So I worked at McDonald's from age 16 to 17. Five-star.
Was that just like living the dream?
Instant five-star. No, it's really hard work.
Yeah.
But now when anything's hard, I do it. My benchmark is how hard McDonald's was because...
Yeah. Waitressing for me is my benchmark.
It was a franchise and the guy was really, really ambitious and he said, time to lean is time to clean.
That's a bog standard retail. Time to lean, time to clean. That's when you
feel... single minute.
If the department manager's walking around the department store and you're like this, they're like, time to lean, time to clean. It was literally like, oh, you're being served.
Yeah.
McDonald's order.
And so I loved it. Right, quarter pound with cheese.
Obviously.
Medium
pickle
fries.
Pickle removed.
No,
pickle
I
removed.
Take it out though. But I just don't want to... I slide it out. I like the sort of fragrance of the pickle left in, but I put it in Rich's Big Mac.
Yeah, I take the
pickle
out. He
always has Big Mac. If they do, so what they used to do was a quarter pounder deluxe. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. I think they call it the Big Tasty now, but it's not the same.
Right.
It had mayo, fresh tomato and shredded lettuce in, as well as the normal quarter pounder cheese ingredients. If they still did that, I would order that.
I know what I'm having for lunch.
Quarter pounder cheese, medium fries, sweet and sour sauce, And then, not Coke, because it's not real Coke.
No.
It's all just icy and diluted. I will either have, a bottle of water.
I have water with my McDonald's because the drink messes with the food.
Yeah.
I don't want a milkshake. I don't want ice cream. It's not a dessert. And I don't want a sweet coming out of a fanny thing.
However,
that's not Coke.
It's not Coke.
We're very meticulous. This is a very serious subject.
Now
Olivia.
And then I will have a strawberry milkshake. But no. The aftertaste of that...
And the amount of calories, absolutely not.
It's about 600 calories
way more than that.
In the milkshake. So no,
you
I normally do a water.
Only 600 calories in a milkshake.
Can we Google this, please? Medium strawberry milkshake. I'm going to say 353. What are you saying?
What? I think it's like nearly 1,000, especially if you get a big one. I love that we're all just really taking this very seriously.
This is going to be... 364. How close was that? I would have won a prize if that was
you
something
would have won
where
a prize.
There was a prize.
It still messes with the taste of the burger. I'm not bastardising the taste of the burger.
And also, as I've got older, you really do taste when something is so processed.
Yes. I can't get behind the milkshake order, so we're just going to have water. Okay, sandwich.
In a hotel, always the club.
Always a club.
For me, it's an indication of...
Turkey or chicken club?
Chicken.
I've LA Bakery, round here, do a turkey club and it is another level and they have a fried egg in it on top.
Oh, nice.
Under the bread. So when you cut into it, it just... Oh.
Did you see the Grace Dent clip from her latest podcast this morning where
talking
they were talking about
club and they
don't
can't
put
mix
chicken
it. No,
next to an egg?
I can't relate.
I don't mind the chicken next to the egg.
No.
Oh, actually,
I don't mind
the
chicken next to the bacon either.
No.
Nah, it's all meat.
I don't like it when they put an avocado into it.
No need for an avocado.
There's
in a
no
club.
Need. It's not supposed to be in there.
It's not supposed to be in there. If you're making it yourself at home,
It will always be, because it's the easiest option, cheese and a really good ploughman's pickle. It's a recent thing.
You can't eat cheese in a sandwich like that.
Why?
Just a lump of cheese and bread. What's the point?
Well, slice it. Don't put a lump of cheese in between two. I don't have sliced bread. I'll have one of the kids' rolls, a little lunchbox roll.
I'm telling you, there is a lot to be said for a ham
bap. Salt and vinegar crisps.
Oh, yeah, but they've got to be in the sandwich and squash it down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations, you passed the test.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ruth. I mean, we have no idea. I have no idea what we've said, what we've spoken about.
No, I'm worried.
It's been absolute carnage.
I feel like it could be the end of both our careers.
Yeah, maybe we've just been cancelled ourselves. It's done.
Still got Substack.
Good luck to anyone who's got to edit this. And that's a wrap for this week. Thanks for listening. I'm back on Monday with a new guest, so make sure you tune in. Until then, I'm glad we had this chat. New episodes are available every Monday and Wednesday. Follow or subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Glad We Had This Chat is produced by Wall to Wall Media.